This week is normally one of the busiest times for travel as families gather for Thanksgiving. But with coronavirus cases surging, people have been encouraged to stay home for the holidays. The travel industry has taken a huge hit in the pandemic. So, if you're a business dependent on tourism, how do you market it in a pandemic? Businesses and local leaders on Cape Cod are trying a few ways to keep people visiting the Cape, even in the colder months. WBUR's Zeninjor and Wameka has the story.
Like a lot of business owners, Dave Delancey says the beginning of the pandemic felt like a punch in the face. He runs the Lobster Trap restaurant in Bourne. But Delancey says now things are much better.
You know, surprisingly, business has been pretty good. You know, a lot of locals visiting multiple times a week, and every little bit helps, so it's been good.
That was apparent on a recent weekday during lunchtime.
What's up, boys? Good, how you doing?
Servers wearing masks deliver food to full tables. And a few diners sit at the bar where old large doors serve as dividers between seats. The restaurant also has a heated patio and a fish market.
And even with the strict guidelines here, we've held our own and stayed fairly busy.
Delancey says his September and October sales were actually up about 10% compared to the same time last year. He still expects his revenues will be down overall this year, but he's glad he gained a little bit of ground. To do that, Delancey had to get creative. When restaurants had to stop dine-in service at 9:30 p.m., he decided to open earlier, and he expanded his Sunday brunch to Saturdays, too. Delancey says he plans to stay open all winter.
You know, I try to stay positive and just hope for the best.
Leaders on Cape Cod are also hoping for the best. The Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce ran a campaign this fall dubbed Second Summer to encourage people to keep visiting the region. Chamber CEO Wendy Northcross says good weather also helped.
Because all these outdoor activities, our beaches, our bike paths, our rural nature that we have, you're able to socially distance much easier here. I think that was a big part of our success for the summer, but it really carried us through into the fall as well.
Northcross says hotel bookings were strong in September. They were down just 8% on weekends compared to the same time last year. But bookings dipped by about 30% in October compared to the previous year.
And that's a little disappointing to me.
This year, the Cape focused most of its tourism marketing on people within driving distance. Tony Ficillo is the director of tourism for Provincetown.
Our advertising really, we normally advertise nationally and some international, but our advertising this year is all focused on the drive market and here in the Northeast.
Provincetown had a whole series of events planned this fall to mark the 400th anniversary of the arrival of the Mayflower. That was expected to draw thousands of visitors, but the events had to be canceled because of the pandemic. Ficillo says now he's focused on the holiday season and looking ahead to winter.
It's really more about coming here to do your holiday shopping. And if you want to come to get away and be someplace where you can have what, you know, we call a safecation. You can come here and be safe on your own, do things outdoors, go for a hike and, you know, comply with all the necessary protocols in place.
Ficillo says many shops and art galleries remain open in town, but this might not last. A lot of Cape businesses usually shut down for the winter, and even more may close this year.
People aren't going to be sitting outside with freezing cold having fish and chips. It's not going to work.
Rick Murray is the general manager of the Crown and Anchor in Provincetown, which includes a hotel, restaurant, and entertainment complex. Murray says he normally keeps his business open through New Year's, but decided to just cut his losses this year and close in October.
I think it was the right decision because obviously you see people being pulled back with indoor dining and restaurants and bars and times, and it's only a matter of time till they pull back even more between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So
Murray hopes to reopen next spring. He also owns Muscle Beach Health Club in Provincetown, and he plans to keep that open. Murray says he has about 40% of his usual gym memberships.
So hopefully, you know, gyms will be able to stay open at a certain capacity.
And do you think the gym business is enough to sort of keep you afloat for the next few months?
Keeping afloat is an accurate term.
Right now, many businesses are hoping to keep afloat this winter. But with no new federal relief and coronavirus cases rising, it's unclear how many will be able to pull through. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zanin Jor and Wameka.